go, operator.
Joined.
Jensen.
Joined.
I'm going to use a voice line to join this, do this conference. So don't use the line below. Okay, who's on? Well, Bill, I'll count. Adam, Edmund, Les, Cheryl, Hong. Who? Well, I mean, can I just put this? Can you hold this phone?
I'm in the middle of it.
Some paper.
Well, I mean, gotta put paper in there. It helps. Really does help.
Do you have random too?
Yeah, put it in. Yeah, put it in. Oh, it's the wrong one. It's the wrong printer.
Scoot. Downstairs.
Yeah, well, I got it. Anybody to deal with whoever's coming on the conference?
Hello.
Hello, this is the operator.
Hello.
Yes, this is the operator. The call should be starting shortly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Joined.
Hi, hello. Is there anybody there?
Hello. Leslie Allenson's here.
Oh, hi, Leslie. This is home.
Hi. I didn't think you were going to make it because you were on...
I'm in London. Think about it.
You're where? You're in London?
Oh, yes.
Maybe. Oh, my goodness. I hope you're not... Well, the weather's getting warmer.
Oh, it's still quite
joined.
Cold. About 20 degrees. So.
Okay. Jolly good.
Oh, well, not so bad. It was raining all day yesterday.
Oh, I hope the rain didn't contain anything more than pure water.
Oh, well, pure water. No way in London.
No, I guess it was soot-filled. How have you been?
For a conference.
Oh, good.
Yes, Open Society Foundation.
Are you going to Paris?
Yes, I am.
You still are?
Right. Actually, I'm going back to Hong Kong tomorrow evening. And after that, I have another conference in Canada, so I'll be flying from Canada to Paris. It's a very complicated trip.
Oh, goodness me. Well, let's hope those frequent flyer points make up for some of the misery of flying.
I can't compensate my suffering.
There's no compensation for flying.
No, of course not. So how is the weather?
Where I am, it's raining, but it's raining so heavily I can't use internet because the precipitation on my wireless link is... setting my asymmetric down. I can download, but I can't upload, so I can't use Skype. So I'm on a physical phone line.
Oh, I see. So what time is it?
Time here is 5 o'clock. Oh, sorry, it's 1700.
Oh.
And it must be 5 o'clock in the morning where you are.
Actually, six. It's now daylight saving time.
Oh, they've got daylight saving in the UK.
Yes.
Well, I never knew they did, but anyway, jolly good. So it's not too painful.
Well, think about it. I went to bed at 0 o'clock with a very long dinner meeting. Right. So, and I got up at 2. I checked my email, did some work. And at around 4, I went to bed again. So I was sleeping for... 3 hours, 3.5. That's horrible.
It's terrible when you have these short naps, but Napoleon said he used to keep his army on 6 hours sleep a day.
But I'm not Napoleon. Well, Dalai Lama said sleeping is the best meditation.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Who's on? I haven't been listening too fully. Who else has joined while we've been...
I guess there must be a third person.
Because there was one ahead of me when I joined. And I must have guessed it was you.
Sorry, Leslie. That was the operator.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, she said, you're the second person to join.
I'm the third one. You are the second one.
Well, then the first must be the operator herself.
That would be correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we have Adam Peake on the phone as well.
Oh.
That's the fourth person.
Oh, hello, Mr. Peake.
Hi, Adam. Leslie here.
Pavan.
Joined.
Oh, hello, Pavan.
Hello.
Good evening. Oh, good afternoon.
Adam. Adam, are you in Brisbane?
Frederick
joined.
Hey, everyone.
Hello.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you since last week?
I'm on a voice conference with four or five people, I'm not sure.
Unless you've got something to say about energy. Prices should not be, the reason the prices are high is the greed of the Arabs.
Can I please ask who is on the call?
Pavan here from Hong Kong.
Hello, Pavan. Who else, please?
Liz from Fiji.
Mm-hmm.
Adam from Tokyo.
Edmund here as well.
Hello, Edmund. Yeah. And there is a fifth one.
Would you just acknowledge you can hear me? Because I was on mute earlier, and I'm not too sure that I've been able to switch it off.
So there's Pavan, Lee, Adam, Edmund, and
Liz.
Yes, Liz, I counted Liz. So it's Pavan, Liz, Adam, Edmund.
I believe we have Hong in London.
Hong, are you with us? Hong?
She definitely was.
Okay, so maybe she is out now.
This is the operator. Frederick is still showing Hong's line connected, so I'm not sure if she steps away from the phone or not. So I'll give it a minute or two, and then I'll redial her out of her hotel.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So I understood that, Pavan, you agreed with Matthias to have the Aprilo meeting today, right now, because we thought that it would be useful to have this call even if we do not have the quorum, as it will allow to discuss the community some issues regarding Paris. I understand, but as you know, it's already the second time, and last week it was exactly the same thing, so I really hope that at least Hong can be with us. Do you have a small agenda of what you would like to talk, or the agenda is really related to Paris?
Hello.
Pavan?
Yes.
Yeah, do you have an agenda?
The agenda basically from the AP Rala website was to talk about the AP TLD meeting report and then also talk about the Paris agenda.
Okay. So yeah. Is it the one that is on the wiki?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Are we expecting Cheryl to be joining the call?
I am.
I spoke with Cheryl last night, and she told me that last night for me, meaning morning time for you guys, and she told me that she normally is going to join, but knowing the punctuality of Cheryl, if she's not joining at 7 or even now 7:10, I doubt it. So. I don't know, I propose, Ferdinand, that if there's no one more to join the call in the next 5 minutes, we can just begin. I know that you, that Hong told you that you will attend, but we will wait the operator maybe to call back Hong before.
Oh, Hong is here.
Hong is here.
Sorry. I was in bathroom. Let's think about it. This is 6 a.m. I just got up.
Same thing for me. How are you, Hong?
Quite good, but terribly jet-lagged.
Okay. So actually, we are six on the call, Pavan, Liz, Adam, Edmund, and Hong. Pavan, would you like to wait less than 5 minutes before beginning so we can give opportunity to people to come?
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anyone we can SMS or text or something to see if they can get on the call to make up the 8? I mean, Cheryl would be 7 and one more would be, I don't know who, but it'd be helpful.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Operator?
Yes?
I would like to know if Matthias sent you a list of other people to call besides the 5 people that are currently now with us.
No, I had one dial out, and that was for Hong.
Okay. Do you have a possibility to contact Cheryl, or do you want me to contact her? Because I already sent her a Skype message, but she's not answering.
Yeah, I don't have a way to contact her.
Okay, so I'm going to contact her in another way. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, pardon?
Mm-hmm.
I think the 5 minutes elapsed, so maybe we can begin. Who would like to chair this meeting, and who would like to take minutes on this meeting?
Why doesn't Hong chair the meeting this time?
Hong? Hong? Hong.
Oh, hi.
Yes, hello. Pavan is asking if you could please chair the meeting.
I fully support you chair the meeting. Please, go ahead.
No, if you could chair the meeting yourself.
Oh, me? Oh, well.
Yes.
No, I don't think so. We have, where is the white chair? If the chair is not. Oh, Edmond. Edmond has been nominated. Edmond, are you there?
Hi, Hong. I'm here.
As the nominated chair. Nominated vice chair.
So, Hong, would you like to take the minutes?
Oh.
I'll be taking the minutes.
Pavan will kindly take the minutes.
So, Pavan will take the minutes. And Edmond will share the meeting, yes?
Sure, that wouldn't be a problem.
Okay, great. So I think that we can begin.
Do we currently have quorum, or this would be sort of like an informal meeting?
Of course it's an informal meeting. There's no quorum at all.
Sure. So really, you know, not as much as, you know, chairing the meeting, but really just facilitating some discussion, I guess. I'll just follow the agenda that was posted on the wiki. So the first one on the agenda, we actually didn't make quorum. Second one is the adoption of the agenda. I'll quickly go through it, mainly to adopt the meeting summary last time in April, actually back in April. And review, and then next one is to review the some of the action items discussed then. We're going to talk a little bit about the APTLD meeting, the presentation that was there, and I guess the most important part of the agenda was to review the Paris agenda, the meeting schedules, as well as what we'd like to cover during the Paris meeting. And pretty much the next meeting would be the ICANN Paris meeting, but then I guess afterwards, whether there would be still another meeting for June or that would be in July.
Sorry,
if anyone wants to add anything?
No, I don't want to add anything. If my understanding is correct, are you reading the agenda items?
Yes, I was simply reading from the wiki.
Oh, okay. I have no internet connection in the hotel, but I'm just a bit confused. That is, you talk about a meeting after Paris meeting. What will be that?
The last item on the agenda was next meeting.
Oh, I see. Okay.
This is supposed to be the May meeting. We postponed it for 1 week, and it's June now. But the next meeting is either in June or in July, and it depends whether we count the ICANN Paris meeting.
Oh, I see. Next call, next telegram.
Right, next call. Correct.
Oh, I see. That's okay. Thank you. More half.
Okay. So let's continue on. In terms of the meeting summary, I don't think, since we don't have a quorum, we won't be, I guess, quote-unquote, adopting it, but if there's any issue from anyone's additions or edits that anyone want to bring up? Okay. So moving on to the action items that were discussed last time. I'll just go through it one by one, and you know, feel free to jump in. The first action item was Hong would be forwarding the application form to that I think is the the IGF working group application form to the mailing list and sent the proposal and sending the proposal off to the IGF. Is there any update on that actually from Hong?
Oh, right. Yesterday I thought I won't have internet connection at his call, so I put in some updates on the wiki page. What I want to say is that I've sent the proposals link to our list. I got two feedback, one from Cheryl, another one from our New Zealand Maui friend. And I didn't see any objection. So on the last day of submission, I sent the proposal to IGF Secretariat. And it is now retrievable on the IGF website. But IGF agenda is now being discussed at multi-stakeholder a group in Geneva. Oh, Mr. Adam Peake is one of the members of MAG, and he called in just now. If he could give us an update, we will know some insights.
Okay. There was the workshop proposals being accepted, and the process now is to look at similar workshop proposals and to try and merge them together. So there are quite a number of proposals on multilingualism, issues of multilingualism, some issues of ECTLD operation that might be relevant. And the idea is that by asking people to merge workshops, they become stronger and more informative as events during the IGF meeting in Hyderabad. The final meeting, or the report of the IGF meeting, should be issued on Thursday of this week. There's a draft that's gone around the advisory group, and we're looking at the moment. So there'll be more information on the IGF website on Thursday. But the process for you considering the AP RALO proposal is whether you want to be a standalone workshop and develop it for yourselves, or to find if there are people that you wish to partner with to try and strengthen your proposal. And the general idea is that these merged proposals would probably be given more prominence in the program of the IGF, because they would be sort of supported by a larger number of groups, and hopefully one can imagine them perhaps being more informative. So it's really that the next stage is to decide whether you want to be standalone and continue with your own proposal, or whether there's a partner, a couple of natural partners that you wish to work with to develop a sort of stronger event. That's really up to us, or up to you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Pete. That's very helpful. Actually, AP RALO has always been willing to work with ALUC and ICANN to organize this workshop. But ICANN has submitted a proposal separately ICANN team with UNESCO again on the language and ID issue. But we are still open. We would like to either join them or let them join us.
So I think, I mean, this is, you know, it's a time when you want to look at the, not only the ICANN proposal, I think, I can't actually remember at the moment, I read them all before the meeting, which is either, and I'm beginning to forget what the workshops were now, but the if you go through the workshop proposals in the relevant section of the website, then you, you can start to see which ones, you know, not just the ICANN one, but there may be others that you, you, you feel that you might be able to partner with. And think what those might be. There, was, there, there are various ones on local culture and language, but it's really what the focus of the AP Rallo workshop wants to be and what message you want to get over.
Okay. So, Edmund, what do you think?
Well, I guess it, in my perspective, it, it really... You know, it doesn't matter. I think the key point is that we want to have a you know a session at the IGF that talks about that. I guess my question is really what the ICANN because I haven't been following it much. I want to know what the ICANN side of the proposal is and how you know what type of difference that, that, that we're talking about and how we can put put the two things together, right? Is that what we want to do? I mean, in your view, Hong?
I can put in a proposal with UNESCO as last time in Rio, and they want to emphasize in inter-institutional cooperation. So it may not be really possible for us to join that one, but there are other proposals proposed by civil society, such as the one proposed by Ms. YJ Park. She's organizing a workshop along with the Arabic Knowledge League on IDN and language issue. So this is the one. To my memory, that is quite similar to our proposal. Mr. Peake is suggesting that we may open up our mind to think about the possibility to work with other proposers. so our proposal would most more possibly be accepted by IGF.
I also think you know it's probably better if we have similar items to work together. There's no reason why we have to sort of direct the discussion or dominate the discussion, if you will. And you know, personally, I think it would be great to work with YJ.
Oh, okay.
Yep. There's okay. There's also a proposal in the name of ISOC, and sometimes it can be misleading on the workshop list to see who the actual proposer is, because it was what the secretariat of the IGF did was they took the name of the person who, or the organization associated with the person who actually submitted the workshop proposal. For example, the one that Hong submitted says Chinese Domain Name Users Alliance. It doesn't say AP Rallo. And that's okay. Everyone understands that at the moment, and it will be corrected in the future. But there's, for example, there's a proposal in the name of ISOC, which says it's titled Steps Towards an Internet That Is Multilingual Yet Remains Global. And I noticed that, you know, Raj is mentioned in the AP Rallo proposal, so perhaps you could talk to him and see what he knows about this ISOC proposal, see if there's a natural partnering there that might be a good one. And as you said, YJ's proposal would be equally you know, interesting. But it's, I'm not too sure. Do you, I mean, is everybody aware? If you go to the IGF website, which is intgov forum, intgovforum.org, so intgovforum.org, and then just look for what's called a list of submitted proposals for workshops, you'll find all the list of proposals there, and there are 103 have been submitted. In previous years, the IGF or the advisory group has not rejected any proposal, so there's a very good chance that the AP RALO proposal would be accepted. But with 103 proposals,
Carol
joined.
Accepting every one of those proposals would be pretty tough. You can imagine it would be a very complicated schedule. But so we do want people to merge. But that doesn't mean you have to merge, and not merging doesn't mean that you won't be accepted. If you see what I mean. But it's probably better that you do try. But we do.
Hello, Carol.
Hello. Sorry, I was late. My real work interfered with me.
Hi, Cheryl.
Well, thanks, Ms. Peek. That's very insightful, a briefing. Edmund said, we are very open to this. This is meaningless for us to dominate the topic or to monopolize the topic. We are very willing or happy to work with other stakeholders, other proposers, other groups. I guess with no objection to merge with anybody, if necessary.
So, I guess the question is, do we want to reach out to them, or not? And who should try to do that? Would Adam, you be able to help us on that, or?
I would prefer not to do, I mean, I can help coordinate the merging, but because I'm a member of the advisory group, I don't want to get too involved. I'd rather, you know, the organizers talk amongst themselves. But, you know, my suggestion would be to start talking to people that you know naturally at the moment. And I think many people already know YJ, so that is a good starting point. Or equally, you know ISOC very well. Raj is there as the regional liaison, so, you know, have a talk to him and see if he knows anything about that proposal. He may not. I mean, I don't know what ISOC are doing in terms of organizing that workshop. But that would seem to be the sort of natural start. And then have a look at the other proposals and see if there's anything in there that fits to what you want to achieve.
Sure. So I guess, Hong, would you be willing to start off on that and maybe take a look at the list and see which ones are, you know, maybe good to work with, whether with ISOC or YJ? And I guess I'm happy to help out on it as well.
Thank you, Mr. Peek and Edmund. I'd suggest we wait until this Thursday. We've got a sort of feedback from IGF, as Mr. Peek said. Well, it will be a list announced on the website.
Yeah, the list is there now. It's the. I'll just send the link right now. On later this week, probably on Thursday, there will be a further announcement from the advisory group about the program. So it will just give you more details of what's planned for Hyderabad. And Hong, if you want to start talking to, you know, Raj or YJ about it, then please feel free to CC me on any email. And one thing to remember, though, is that nobody is forcing you to merge anything, but that is the preference. But it's definitely not, you know, there's no requirement to merge, so I don't want to suggest that that's being implied.
Sure, of course. Thank you. Yes, at the moment, I guess the ISOC and Ms. Park's proposal are the two that seems to be interesting and relevant to our proposal. I can, of course, send emails to them and copy to Mr. Pete Edmund and to our list to see if they are happy to work with us. I know for some organizations that they won't keep their identity, and as you kindly pointed out, that they are not obliged to merge with anybody. So, well, they have to be mutually agreed.
Sure. So that's good. I guess I'll leave it to you, Hong, to take the lead, continue to take the lead on this. I guess, Cheryl, just to get you up to date, we don't have a quorum right now, I think, and we're just going on with the agenda as an informal meeting. Went through the first few items on the agenda, and right now it's going through the action items that is already posted on the wiki. That was the discussion of the first item. The proposed, we found that there are a number of proposals to the IGF for workshops that may be potential ones to work together with, to merge together or not, but we'll be starting to explore that.
Thank you, Edmund. I did sort of work that out when you started talking about IGF and merging. I assumed we weren't merging ICANN with ISOC at that stage. I figured it must have been up to IGF.
Well, we can talk about that, too.
Cheryl. Hi, hello, dear. are you listening? Oh, okay, that's good. I searched this IGF website, and it seems that ALUG is going to have a workshop. And is it going to be a separate one?
Yes, ALUG at the ALUG meeting did indicate that it felt it should be doing something as well. Whilst that in no way diminished what AP Rallo was doing, it also carefully chose to go towards a topic that was complementary but in no way competing with the one AP Rallo had worked towards.
No, of course not. We're talking about that IGF has already received more than 100 proposals. So to keep the agenda working, most probably these proposals will have to be merged. Otherwise, think about how busy the 3 days would be.
Well, until we see the link, which I know Adam is sending to us now, the opportunities for mergers really aren't here.
Okay.
All right. I guess with that, we can move on to the second item on the action item list. Second one was for Pavan to add a paragraph in his report to address the North American questions and reiterate the argument.
I've already done that, and it's already uploaded as well.
All right.
Thank you.
Cool. So third item on the list was for Hong to talk to Tina Dam from ICANN to talk about organizing IDN event in at ICANN Paris. Wonder if there's any update on that.
Right. Tina has not replied, but I talked with the other stakeholders. There will be 3 IDN workshops at ICANN Paris meeting. One will be closed one, that's GAC meeting. Another one will be GAC CCNSO joint meeting. The third one, will be IDNC working group meeting, public meeting. So these are the three that's going to be put into the agenda.
Right.
Sorry, Hong. I thought you were breaking in. I was hoping that we might reach out to all of the people who are going to be in Paris to ensure that ALAC has a good showing in the IDNC public workshop and any other that doesn't clash with our other commitments.
Oh, great. You are reading my mind. yes, of course. I guess there will be a couple of interesting issues for us to raise at IDNC meeting. And especially three of us, Edmund, you and me, have been working very busily on this for several months. At least we should give a report right to our constituency.
Indeed. There is a placeholder for it on the one day on Sunday.
Oh, yes, yes.
Sorry, there's a placeholder for a meeting? Is that
For a report back to the assembled ALAC and RALO secretariat who will be attending on the 22nd?
Got it.
Edmund, I know you have to clone yourself at these meetings, but it might be quite useful, even if GNSO would like you elsewhere at the time, for you to be present with us at the discussion while the matters of the IDN fast track for CCPLDs are being explained and discussed to the assembled crowd.
I'll take a look at the my schedule. The you're talking about Sunday morning for the ALAC meeting to talk where there will be a session about the IDNC.
Yes, and in fact, if you're at that meeting, we could cover off our time on that matter then, because I do think it would be very useful for you to be able to reiterate some of your points and answer any questions.
Sure. I think, well, it really depends, because right now the GNSO meeting schedule also had the IDNC discussion on Sunday morning.
Yes.
So,
but that of course,
if the cloning technology works by then I'll definitely be able to make it.
Right. The thing is, the discussion between the GNSO Council and the ALAC is the ALAC itself, not the ALAC and the RALO representative.
Right.
So you'll reach a wider audience if we can tie down a particular time, which I'm happy to match to suit your agenda.
I can definitely bring it up to... So you're saying that we could, at that session, sort of that slot to have both on the issue? Or?
Sorry, Edmund, I mean, really, we have it on the agenda for our joint GNSO and ALAC meeting.
Right.
We also need to report supplementary to that, right? Supplementary to that, during the one-day workshop which follows that meeting, all working groups report and new concepts and directions are discussed. It would be very useful if you could, if not actually be there for the presentation, which I hope you are, of the report, to be able to raise the matters and issues that you've been raising in the fast-track discussions already, if you could at least leave something so that the matters of concern that you have been raising are properly covered.
Sure. That would definitely... I'll prepare some stuff and I'll send it your way, And if I can make it, I'll be there. If not, you can, you know, speak to it.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. And I'm very happy if there's a time in your GNSO meeting schedule where you can slip away for 10 or 15 minutes, then I can make sure our schedule matches that. That's what I'm offering.
Okay. I'll double check with the GNSO schedule and see if we can match something up.
Yeah. Cool. I'm being flexible. Don't knock it.
Right. Edmond, I can send you messages through Skype to let you know our schedule, and you can just jump in.
That's possible, too, and we can play by ear. But, you know, at least we can try to, you know, schedule like early morning or late morning so that it works better kind of thing.
Yes. Yes.
Cool. Okay. So I guess this item 3 was to have a separate open IDN session, and I don't think that probably that won't happen since we're only just a couple weeks, 3 weeks away from the Paris meeting. But we'll make the best use of our presence in the different meetings that Hong mentioned.
Right.
Moving to the next item, Frederick was going to work with Cheryl in the revitalizing the our finance and budget subcommittee. Frederick, or
I must say, I think you'll find that's pending. They've had Frederick very busy.
So, Cheryl.
Yes.
Actually, have we advanced a little bit on that?
Well, nothing has happened on that matter.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll have to follow up and to put it maybe for the next item action.
It has to remain as pending. It is essential that it is done, but equally important that ALAC and working group matters, such as our work in the IDNC, but not limited to the managing of some of the kerfuffle that's been going on about the one of the four policy pieces that were presented in May on behalf of the ALAC, has taken higher priority. What we do need to do, though, is decide, and I think that could be a mechanism of revitalising the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, based on what discussions in terms of the draft budget, operational plan and budget that ALAC will be having the workshop, that ICANN will be having its workshop on in Paris. We may find it appropriate for AP RALO to invite a presenter to give us a briefing on that particular topic in the meeting immediately after the Paris ICANN meeting. We would be scheduled to have our following AP RALO meeting on the 24th of June. It might be quite timely to see whether we could organise a briefing for that on the matter of finance and budget. That might be one way to resuscitate the somewhat lax members of the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, or indeed find a few new ones.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So you mean during the ICANN Paris meeting?
Well, are we going to cancel our normal June meeting?
That's one of the actually discussion item on the agenda. But since you mentioned it, I thought I would like to just try to make sure which you're really talking about the telephone call meeting on the 24th rather than the face-to-face meeting during ICANN. Or are we going to have a pre-Rallo meeting at the ICANN meetings anyway?
I strongly suggest
that would be the executive to make that call. You know where I'll be.
Sorry, Sharuk. I didn't get your point. If it's possible, why don't we have a face-to-face meeting in Paris? I think we'll be more productive.
Hong, what I was saying is that if we called for a briefing on the matters of the operating budget that meeting, we may elicit interest and activity in the finance and budgeting subcommittee again.
Sure. Okay, got it. I guess that's related to the... I'm having a bad echo here. So I guess that's related to the next item, which was the formal cooperation between the ALAC Finance and Budget Subcommittee and the AP Rallo Finance and Budget Subcommittee.
The ALAC Finance and Budget Subcommittee has not met since the 22nd of April. And when it does, that will go ahead.
Okay. That pretty much wraps up the action items that were here. We had a continuing action on number one and number four, which is the finance and budget subcommittee. Do we want to add stuff to the action items or at this point, or we go back to the agenda first?
Edmund, I have to go in 5 minutes. What is
okay.
on the agenda? The last one.
Back
right?
to the agenda.
Okay. In that case, let's quickly go through the agenda. APTLD meeting report. Ching helped us, Ching Chao from .Asia actually, and from ISOC Taipei, helped us do a report during the APTLD. From what I heard from him, there wasn't much discussion, and hence not much to report there. I'm not sure. So I don't think there's any additional thing to talk about in this item. The final item before everyone leaves, I think, is the Paris agenda and the next meeting. We'll talk about it together then, since we actually already also raised the issue. Do we want to? Are we going to have a face-to-face meeting in Paris? And what to do with the regular Tuesday call?
May I speak to this matter?
Cheryl?
Thank you. I obviously am keen to have a face-to-face meeting in Paris. I agree with Hong. I think it's a very valuable opportunity. I would suggest that we might approach the list to see whether we can find a mutually agreeable and minimally painful time of day to do that, and one that allows for remote participation. I'd also like to, while Frederick is on this call, suggest that staff and myself had a, I think, quite reasonable test of the Adobe meeting system. Was it only this morning, Frederick? I can't remember. It was sometime in the last 16 hours anyway. And,
we had it this morning, yeah.
Okay. And basically, I think that could be a useful tool for us to consider testing if we do go ahead with a face-to-face / remote hybrid meeting. It allows us to chat, to talk, to share whiteboards and do all sorts of clever things, including vote. So that's my forwarding of the proposal as a good idea to have a meeting.
Okay. And I think, I'm not sure whether Hong is still there, but I think Hong is in agreement, at least.
Yes, I'm still here. right, yeah. What I want to say is that, Frederick, if we're going to have a face-to-face meeting in Paris, I guess we have to have the call in or dial out for the colleagues in Asia.
Absolutely.
Right.
We will take care of that if we are going to have the face-to-face meeting.
Right. And the last thing, I have to go right now. The last thing I want to say, that is we have to pay attention to the quorum issue of our meeting. Since January this year, we never had quorum. And we, of course, we always have the informal discussion. That's very helpful, but that's a big problem for our institutional development.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wong, you know, we as a staff, we do make, let's say, our maximum here in order to have everyone, because we send reminder. We even sometimes call people, and we are always in touch, as you know, with Cheryl, in order to coordinate and to have everyone on board. But what can we do more than that? Maybe we can discuss in another meeting how can we do in order to increase the participation of people. But we're really trying our best. This is also our interest to have quorum in order to have, let's say, reflection of what the region is currently doing and requesting. One last thing, Hong, before you go. I just would like to include into the agenda right now the application of CDNUA.
Oh, great.
And we wanted to have maybe your thought about it before you go.
Oh, right. I'm on the board of this applied ALS, of this ALS application. I've talked with Cheryl briefly at ALAC call. That is, the website of this organization is now being blocked by the government. I strongly believe by mistake. that there's nothing sensitive or controversial on the website. But perhaps it's because of the upcoming Olympic Games and a serious earthquake in Sichuan province. The government is really sensitive. so they block the site. That is, means that the people who are doing due diligence will not be able to access the website.
Sorry, Hong.
Oh no, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Yeah, so actually I was the one that did the due diligence for this ALS, and I have to admit that I had a lot of trouble in order to try to find information. So usually we also Google this acronym in order to see the reputation of this ALS, and we could find only 7 hits, and among the 7 hits, 5 were ICANN hits, meaning that we have put their name in order to first of all evaluate this application. So meaning that we have found only 2 hits on this ALS, and for us it is not enough. So I did, let's say, another thing, and I looked at the people on the board, and obviously I Googled your name, and I found a lot of links, and once again, very good appreciation. So I think that you're right. We should not really take into account that the website and internet cannot give us more information. However, I don't know how to proceed, and we are at staff looking forward to receiving your comments on how would you like us to proceed due to the fact that the website is blocked.
I talked with Nick, and he suggested we post the information of this organization on the AP Relo Wiki. But I'm sort of concerning is that may not be very acceptable to the government.
if the government blocks the site, I don't believe we as a Chinese citizen should bypass the blocking. Another concern is that even I post information on the AP Rilo wiki site. First of all, I'm not sure whether the government is going to block the AP Rilo wiki. Right. And second thing is that the information, I have to say, the information is in Chinese only. That's because it's for the Chinese domain name user. Of course, we're not communicating in English. I don't know if it's really workable for the members of the organization to use the AP Rilo wiki as a source of information access. So I talked with Cheryl. She gave us very insightful suggestion that is in doing diligence. We can either access the website or get a commitment from the proposer establishing a website in the future. And I guess this was the practice in early age, in the early days of ALAC, when I was a member of ALAC. I did diligence through telephone. I called the person who made application. For instance, I called Edmund for Hong Kong ISOC application.
Oh, okay. So just to answer to your remark, actually, according to the application they send, they will have two websites, one Chinese website and one international website with .org URL. So maybe they will have some content in English. Things that I don't know, because I will certainly have to contact the focal point of this ALS. But I don't know. I had an idea. I didn't propose this to Cherry or to Nick yet. And due to the fact that this is an informal meeting, let's open the floor. I was just thinking that maybe because the current Chinese government is blocking the access because of the Olympic Games, because of the earthquake, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Why could we not, let's say, just postpone after the Olympic Games this ALS application, and then we will see from September 1st what's going on?
Fabric, there's two things. One is that, yes, we registered two domain names. One is GG and the GTLD. .org. Another one is .cn, but we have only one site, and the site is in Chinese. We don't have an international site. That's for the Chinese users, and they don't use English. Well, think of course.
Cheryl here. If you could simply mirror the site into the .org space, that would then be visible to Frederick's due diligence. And what challenges he has in finding out what the Chinese character scripts read really isn't the applicant's problem at this point, is it?
I understand your point. You believe the government is blocking the .cn side and I mirror to .org, but actually they're the same side, the directing to the same location, and I guess the government blocked both of them.
but that would be blocked. Well, you're hosting the .org internally; it's not hosted externally.
Yes, of course, the service in China.
Sorry.
Well, there's a violation of law.
I understand that, Hong. I was just wondering if the .org wasn't hosted anywhere. And it could be, in the short term, mirrored on the content that you have available to Chinese in Chinese script in mainland China and hosted outside of China, then we would be meeting everybody's needs without delay. But obviously, if it's already hosted within China, that's not suitable. So I withdraw the suggestion.
Hi, it's Adam. So Hong, the website is accessible within the Chinese internet, is it? So if we were in China, we'd be able to see it at the moment, because at the moment I can't access it from Japan.
Blocking means nobody
yes.
can access it from anywhere.
Okay, so it's okay. Okay, I just wondered if it wasn't, you know, it was the international gateway that it was being blocked.
No. The server is in Beijing.
Okay.
They blocked the IP address.
Okay,
the
so you can't.
Two domain names are resolving to the same IP address. So
yeah. So even if I was in Beijing, I wouldn't be able to see it.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you for that question, Adam, because I had made the incorrect assumption as well. Sorry.
Okay.
Just curious. Perhaps in terms of the due diligence for it, could you send by email the content that's on the site, and you know that would probably provide at least a good glimpse of what's be the activities there.
It's on ALAF website. All the information, the charter, or bylaws of the organization, and application form. It's long been published on ALAC's website. But Cedric, I do have a request on new proposal of postponing the due diligence until September. To my understanding that the Chinese domain name user are really keen in getting in this ICANN process. They want to be able to join ALUG activities. But this is the critical moment. And think about, especially that IDN new GTLD is going to go real, and IDN CCTLD, the fast track, even though not so fast, is going to take off, hopefully after Paris meeting. If it's postponed until September, they've lost all the time to participate. And another issue is that...
I was just going to say, I would not support a postponement.
Okay. Another reason is that, I'm sorry to take your time, that is, China has only one certified alarm structure so far, that is ISOC China. And because of this, some very complicated political issue, ISOC China, or the name is Enlarge at China, has never been able to participate any activity of AP Relo or ALAC. And it's totally impossible for that certified ALAC structure to involve Chinese internet community in ICANN person. That is the reason I talked with Nick to have a second one. And the second one is not so much endorsed by the government. So it's the present situation. So I hope the colleagues from AP Relo and ALA could understand this situation. The people want to join ICANN. They can't join through the governmentally sponsored channel, that's Eyes of China. And if we even block this possibility, I think it's really hopeless. For the Chinese.
As I said, Hong, at the beginning, it was just an idea that I had now, which I did not discuss obviously with Cheryl and Nick. And due to the fact that this is informal, I just put out this idea. But obviously, I fully understand your view, respect it as well, and I'm sure that we will find the consensus here.
I think we will find a way forward. What I'd like to just remind everybody on this call is that the ALAC will vote to accept or reject the regional advice. So what this region needs to do is give the right advice.
Indeed.
Okay. I guess we... This is definitely something that we won't resolve on this call. I guess we've gone through about an hour. We've gone through the main bulk of the agenda, all the agenda items really. If I may sort of generally conclude the previous discussion which we had on the next meeting. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, what we are looking to do is to have a face-to-face meeting that also includes the teleconference. So in essence, it would replace our monthly meeting during the week in ICANN Paris. Is that the understanding we all have?
Correct, Edmund.
Okay. And in terms of adding to the, I guess, agenda or action list would be how we would reach out to members, to ALSs, to have them join these meetings, you know, and to reach quorum so we can have an official discussion and move things forward. And also, do we want to have any discussion about the ALS application and whether in specific or in general during Paris?
I think that would be an excellent idea, and I'm sure Hong may have already needed to go, but the sooner this matter gets sorted, the better, from my totally biased view. Can I just point out, if we were to meet at our normal date and at our normal time, it would be 7 a.m. in Paris. I have no problem with a breakfast meeting. Perhaps as we have moved back to 0500 from 0600 UTC because of Hong's teaching commitments, and we will have Hong with us, we could perhaps move it an hour on to make it an 0600 UTC, which would be an 8 a.m. On the Tuesday.
Or use Doodle to see what times are, you know, best for the majority of people calling in on that day.
Adam, the reason we do 0500 or 0600 is because that does take the spread from the enormous time differences across the Asia-Pacific.
Yeah, but it's somewhat different if a reasonable number of people will be in Paris, though. I was just thinking, given the problems with quorum recently, it might be better to try and include as many people as possible. But yes, you're right. It is a bit of a large region.
I guess in terms of Paris, you know, even keeping with the same time might actually work, even though it's early on in the day. But that also means more likely that people who are there would be available.
Well, getting me at breakfast is about the only time you're going to have.
Hey, that's how the ICANN meetings are run.
That's right.
Right, and we will be jet anyway. okay.
But I guess we'll leave it to Frederick to help coordinate the actual times and the logistics of the meeting. Would that work?
Yes, actually, it's good that you are giving me this task, but Matthias will certainly be in charge of that because we have certain role here, and especially for the Paris meeting. But for sure, Matthias will take care of this.
Okay, and I guess Pavan, you can follow up with Matthias and you know, and set the time and the logistics for the meeting.
Okay.
I think we're at the end of the agenda. Does anyone want to bring up anything else?
Something that I think we probably need to form a subcommittee on, and I would propose that Hong would be an ideal person, and not just because you've just left, to go on that, and I'm certainly more than happy to assist as well, and that is we do need to look at a way around having these informal meetings rather than ones that are quorate. There are several ways to skin a cat. Most of them require taking something to the next general meeting, and of course that means we would need to start doing it and planning for any, for example, proposed changes to what constitutes a quorum for AP RALO, which is perhaps one way forward. Looking at proxies is another way forward, and I'm sure Hong can come up with her legal mind with several others. that I would like to suggest that that gets on our agenda somehow as a very important item.
Sure. So on top of reaching out to members to get them to participate, we should also pretty much at the same point to figure out a way to address the issue somewhat more proactively.
Yeah, and sometimes that means a change to the memorandums and articles or the bylaws of AIPRALA.
Of course, in order to change that, we'll first have to get quorum. Or more than.
Well, that might involve us, having a face-to-face meeting. I don't know, but we certainly need to look at it. Or we could have remote voting. There's a number of ways to do that, of course.
Sure.
But I do think it needs to be explored, and it needs to be explored from a legal perspective.
Yep. There was someone else who wanted to speak.
It's Leslie. I would just appreciate if we could, under the meeting summary, if we could have a list of participants.
Okay, I'll take care of that.
Which will certainly give us some sort of historical records of the lack of quorum.
Okay. Do we, Pavan? Do you have?
Yeah, I have a list.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. That will be added. All right. So I think that wraps up everything. Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. Hopefully, we will have quorum one of these meetings.
Yes, we'll change what quorum means. That's a simple way of doing it.
One way or the other.
Thank you, Edmund. I'm sorry I was held up by a client. Damn these people who think when they pay you, you need to talk to them.
Really?
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Adam Peak.
Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
Pavan.
Left.
Vigo operator.
Left.
Allenson.
Left.
Frederick.
Left.